May I greet
the honorable senators of the Republic. Thank you for inviting me to this hearing. Recent events and interviews and news reports have revealed that the DOTC-ZTE broadband deal is illegal, grossly disadvantageous to the government, and unjustly burdensome to the Filipino people because of the ridiculous overpricing of this project and the huge kickbacks anticipated by those who brokered this anomalous deal. The public is now aware not only of the tip of this abdominal iceberg, but also of the massive mountain of graft and corruption that dwells underneath. Being one of the beneficial owners of Amsterdam Holdings Incorporated, AHI, I was unwittingly exposed to the stink of what is now the DOTC-ZTE broadband deal. In December 2006, AHI filed its unsolicited proposal for the National Broadband Network project and was keen on its becoming the original proponent of the project under the BOT law. Little did I know that certain vested interests were already at work to rig the award of the project to CATE. Because my company AHI was being considered by the DOTC and the NEDA as the original proponent, I was approached by an unlikely but very senior powerful person who offered a technical cooperation partnership with ZTE to push the deal through. I was initially wooed and eventually persuaded, badgered and cajoled by this senior powerful person to fly to China to discuss the partnership. It was there that I found out that the ZTE proposal was as early as then overpriced by 100% or $130 million to accommodate the advances and kickbacks to be received by this powerful person. This powerful person even had the temerity to demand on-the-spot payment and the gall to mention the name of my President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo and my father, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Jose de Venecia Jr., as being recipients of the kickbacks. I was shocked, offended, and aghast. I immediately pulled to the side the senior powerful person and head of a constitutional commission, no less to warn him against the gratuitous name dropping of persons I knew for a fact had no actual knowledge and involvement in the National Broadband Network project. I was sure that my president, President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, and my father, Speaker Joy de Venecia, was unaware of the intricate technological details of the NBN project and could not stomach the fact that my president and my speaker would be dragged into a transaction that required undisclosed advances and under the table kickbacks to sweeten the deal. Having discovered the kickbacks, I had overwhelming reservations against ZTE piggybacking on our proposal. First, our proposal offered to execute the project without any government loan or sovereign guarantee that would only translate to more debt for the country. On the other hand, ZTE's proposal required a huge government-to-government loan that masked the onerous kickbacks, changing hands under the table. Second, I could see no point in saddling the Filipino people with more debt when my company had offered a technically superior project at no corresponding cost to the government. Third, neither I nor my foreign partners would accede to a sweetheart proposal that was riddled with graft, corruption, and the massive plunder of taxpayers' money. Sickened with what the ZTE proposal embodied, I informed my partners through telephone about my objections against and refusal to partner up with ZTE. Shortly after these conversations, I received a furious and enraged call from this senior powerful person who was fuming mad over the conversations I thought I had had in private. When I asked this powerful person how he got his information, he shouted that he had my cell phone bugged and threatened to give me and my father a transcript of my conversations with my partner. I calmly requested that I be given such a transcript because I know that wiretapping is illegal, and I would happily stand by my convictions against the ZTE proposal before my father. I never did receive the transcripts. I was, however, offered several opportunities to reconcile with this senior, powerful person by Secretary Leandro Mendoza of the DOTC. Although I had no intention to pursue the partnership and was intent to push for AHI's proposal on the basis of its merits, I would not decline the opportunity to patch things up with the powerful person. In one such reconciliatory meeting, the person the media has now dubbed as the mystery man attended that meeting. His participation in the NBN project is, however, still unclear to me. I only know that he was present at a meeting where intermediaries sought to clear the air between the powerful man and I. Needless to state, the ZTE broadband project was discussed openly in that meeting. As I had feared, despite my efforts to dissuade decision makers from inking the deal with ZTE, it appears that AHI's unsolicited proposal was shelved in favor of the overpriced ZTE proposal. Although I am no longer under oath interested in the project, my company has filed a petition before the Supreme Court to compel the DOTC to reveal the terms of the ZTE deal contract for the sake of transparency and public information. Beyond that, I have no further interest in the NBN project. Many have said that I am only sour grapeing because my company and I lost the project. If this deal goes through, it is not only my loss, but the loss of the entire Filipino people. That is what I seek to prevent. I have been constrained to execute an affidavit detailing the graft and corruption and betrayal of the public trust that is the NBN project. I have named the senior powerful person in my affidavit and do so name before this honorable chamber and under oath the powerful person as COMELEC chairman Ben Amin Abalos. It was Chairman Abalos who was pushing for the ZTE proposal. It was also COMELEC Chairman Benjamin Abalos who stood to receive for himself any kickbacks from the colossal overpricing of the NBN project. It was was COMELEC Chairman Benjamin Abalos, who fumed and raged at me when he found out that AHI would be pursuing its original contract as submitted to the DOTC without the unnecessary government loan or guarantee. True to form, it was also him that threatened to have Mr. Jarius Bondoc and I killed for informing the public of his wrongdoings. When my father suggested the rescission of the ZTE deal, it was also COMELEC Chairman Abalos who refused and said, and I quote, "Then Joey will win," unquote. It was then that he threatened my life. I had previously mentioned to reveal the identity of the mystery man under oath and in the proper forum. It is with a heavy heart that I cannot deny that it was First Gentleman Mike Arroyo at the reconciliatory meeting. I do, however, want to make clear that it was his presence alone that I observed, and I have no other indication of his participation in the NBN project or the deal with ZTE. I executed my affidavit and make my statements now only in the spirit of truth and transparency. I have never intended to malign or defame any person. It is in this light that I offer my sincere and heartfelt apologies and regrets to retired Police General Edgar Dula Torres, who I mistakenly named as part of the chairman's cabal. I was only recently informed that it was actually Police Retired General Quirino De La Torre who accompanied Chairman Abalos when we had met on the NBN project. To Police General Edgar Dula Torres, his spouse, and his family, I offer my sincerest apologies for any inconvenience and ill repute I may have caused you and your family. Aside from that regrettable error, I stand by the contents of my affidavit. I have, against the well-meaning advice of my friends and loved ones, disclosed all I know about the NBN project and have sadly exposed myself, my partners, my family, to unimaginable risk and attack from undisclosed quarters. This is the price I have to pay for following my conscience and performing my civic duty. I now testify before this honorable chamber as part of this civic duty and in support of any legislation to strengthen and expand the BOT law. I remain steadfast in my belief that such legislation can only prevent government projects from being vehicles for corrupt and illegal enrichment at the expense of the Filipino people.